Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And I have some folks here are asking that you might show up for this organization, Skillmation. It's a community website resource to helping connect people in our area. And I'd like to introduce you to Ben Bauermeister and Gary Smith, folks from the Skillmation organization. Welcome, you guys.
It's great to be here, Missy. Thanks for having us.
So, Ben,
thanks so much for this chance to talk.
Yeah, Gary, you're new to me, but I'm going to ask both of you, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you landed in the organization of Skillmation. Ben, your role at Skillmation is a little broader, as I understand. You mentioned mentor wrangler and steering board, but Skillmation came to be, I think you had your hands in the original mix, yes?
Yeah, that's correct. Skillmation has been around for over 5 years now. It was really the brainchild of me and Martha Trollen. We realized what a great community resource there was here in Jefferson County with people who had just the most amazing backgrounds and careers, and thought there's got to be a way for those experiences to benefit the people who haven't, you know, had a chance to have those experiences yet, or hope that they can. So if you're thinking about, well, I'd like to do something in international trade, can I find somebody who knows that, or somebody who understands fishing, or somebody who understands timber resource, or somebody who understands artistic creativity, you can go to the Skillmation website and find a community member who's willing to share their experiences about the things that they've done in their past.
I'm so impressed by the website. It is a resource on so many levels from all ages. And most of the time we talk to you folks about Skillmation as a resource for supplementing our schools and touching the lives of our young people. And I will tiptoe back into the larger part of Skillmation, but I want to talk to Gary. You're part of Skillmation, and what is your role with Skillmation?
Okay, I am a retired teacher. I taught in the public school system for 25 years and had a private educational practice for 15 years after that. When I retired and came to Port Townsend and found Ben and Martha and what they were doing with Skillmation, it was right up my alley.
It sure sounds like
and it. And going into to the high school and working with young people and getting them excited about their lives and excited about learning.
Yeah, so, Mark, it was an interesting thing, Missy, with the past 2 years with COVID. We couldn't do our mentoring programs anymore. They got shut down, and what we saw was a real need for kids who were falling behind based on remote learning and all of the other COVID chaos to get a boost with some extra tutoring, extra kind of academic subject-specific education. And that's the program that Gary manages. We call it subject coaching. Mm-hmm. And rather than it just being general mentoring, it's people who really have deep backgrounds in math and science and language and writing who can help kids get back up on track with the things that they need to know to bring their high school experiences forward.
This is a new aspect that is under the umbrella of Skillmation. And full disclosure for our listeners, I've had the opportunity and the blessing of being a mentor in the classroom with the ninth grade students. So I understand that part of it. And I do recall that desire to take that content a little deeper. And the life skills focus was really what was happening in our ninth grade, just really spending time with young people. Gary, what is the vision for the subject coaching? What does that look like? I got the sense it's being fleshed out right now, but if it were in full force, what would a participant expect?
There'd be two possible or potential avenues for folks. One is that high school is now running an after-school program for kids that essentially is catch up and keep up with their assignments. It's being staffed by the high school, but there's a great need for people to come in with math expertise or writing expertise or history expertise as kids are working independently in the high school library. Then there's classroom. Teachers are beginning to invite mentors and coaches into their classroom. Currently, the physics teacher has three physicists all with PhDs and graduate degrees, working with kids in her physics class. And we're right now looking for somebody with a strong anatomy and biology background. This is a plug
to
reconstruct a bobcat skeleton in the classroom with the kids.
Oh, my goodness. Listeners, if you've ever had the opportunity to reconstruct a bobcat, would now reconstructing any other creature qualify?
I think it would absolutely qualify. What we have are the teacher has assembled 20 to 25 students throughout her classes who are just eager. They want to put this bobcat skeleton back together, but they need some guidance.
And the good news is that the gross part of that project has already been taken care of.
Oh, but do they know in full confidence they have all the parts to that skeleton, Gary?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and now we just need somebody to help them put it together.
Yes, bring it back to the topic. What is the number or the email or the website one might reach you at to become more involved in this possibility on the subject coaching side?
Yeah, so for any of the programs that we have going, it's simple. It's just info@skillmation.org, and that's Skillmation, S-K-I-L-L-M, as in automation, M-A-T-I-O-N.org. So if you shoot a note there and say, I want to help reassemble a bobcat, or I want to help mentor a kid, we'll know exactly what you're talking about, and we'll get back in touch with you.
Is there a remote component, or is this all going to be on campus or in the classroom?
The school's still fleshing out remote versus on campus. And so right now we're primarily focusing on on-campus assistance for the students. But we do have some Skillmation folks ready and on call to Zoom in with students if they're learning remote and do Zoom-to-Zoom sessions.
Now, Skillmation, Ben, has had so many elements reaching our community from, you know, the business to business, to the middle school, your high school, your after school. Currently, what is the big project that's burning currently where you might have some needs?
Yeah, so it's a great program. A lot of people are familiar with the work we've done with ninth graders in the past. We've been meeting and mentoring ninth graders for the past 4 years. This year, it's a completely different program, and I'm super, super excited about it. It is a food products innovation program.
And
so
hold that thought. Hold that thought. You're really excited about the ninth grade food innovation project, and I need to break away for a station ID. Isn't that awful, Ben? Just we're going to leave them hanging, wondering all about this awesome opportunity. If you're just joining us, this is Missy Nielsen of Everybody Can, and you are listening to KPTZ 91.9. Today, we are speaking with Ben Bauermeister and Gary Smith of Skillmation. Now, back to that exciting program, Ninth Grade Food Innovation Project. Ben, sorry to cut you off, but tell us more now.
All right. So this is a program that is being done with two different teachers at the high school, Jen Cruz with her life sciences class, and Virginia Grace, who teaches literature, but also sort of entrepreneurship. And this in this class, small teams of three students will come up with a new locally grown food product that they help conceive of, package, brand, label, put together, and those products will be sold at a food market at market day at the beginning of May. So the mentors will come in and help those kids think through that product. You know, well, how many beans fit in a jar? How many lavender flakes does it take to make a bar of soap? How many apples does it take to make a can of juice? Whatever the ideas the students come up with, the mentors help them do the business planning, do some of the branding planning, do some of the actual agricultural growing planning, and help those kids over the next 9 months bring that product to fruition.
That is incredibly exciting, but it also, on some levels, a bit daunting. You know, I hear Gary talk about specific subjects, and now I'm wondering, as I listen, as a unique listener thinking about this organization, do I have to have those business development skill sets? How would I, as a volunteer with open arms and interest, but perhaps not the specific skill sets that it takes, feel confident that I would be of use?
Yeah, it's you know, if you can sit and listen and be supportive of a young person, you would do great in this position. Those are really the only prerequisite skills for a mentor in this program. If you've got a little bit extra creativity, if you've got a little bit extra bit of entrepreneurial nature in your bloodstream, that'll go even farther. But having somebody who is a master gardener or has an MBA in business and can vet a business plan, that is not required at all. These kids just need an adult surface to bounce their ideas off of and help keep track of the details as they pull it forward.
I know my experience was with Skillmation is the opportunity to just listen and be a part of the conversation. And the students are learning that skill as well, as to open up to someone they've never met before. So a volunteer is engaged in your organization, and what are the commitments or the steps they need to go through to begin? They've reached out to you, and then what?
There's really two requirements to participate in the school. One is you do have to show proof of vaccination, which is just a mark of the times. And then the second is you have to have gone through the secure volunteer vetting process, which is a pretty simple and easy background check process. So those two things were required. We do have a training online that we videotaped from this past month that was Dr. David Scherer walking through kind of the effects of the COVID pandemic on our adolescents and our local youth, and kind of what position that leaves them in, and where the soft spots and where also the growth spots have been that are kind of unknown. So there are those pieces as sort of get your feet wet and get rolling. But honestly, if you get in touch with us, our job over the past 4 years has been to take community members with big hearts and turn them into helpful mentors in our school system. So we've done it before, and we're there to help.
And Gary, your expertise was in the educational system as well. So you had a private. Was it for tutoring, or what did you do previously that helps inform your work here?
I had a educational consulting business. Students or families would come to us with specific needs, ranging from in the sixth grade and couldn't read to 30 years old and going to graduate school. And so I have a fairly broad background.
That is a wonderful asset to Skillmation, and I think that's pretty fabulous. You know, focusing on the Skillmation aspect for volunteers, again, we're looking at a volunteer who has what kind of time commitment to your organization if they find this intriguing?
Excellent question. The time commitment can be as few as 1 hour per month to frequently as somebody has time to provide. We have some folks that have been going into the schools 4 days a week for an hour or two at a time, and other folks who will go into the school to do guest lectures or work on specific projects. The one plug that I want to put in there is it doesn't require skills in teaching or anything, but just somebody who likes to experience the joy of being shoulder to shoulder or elbow to elbow with an individual when the light bulb goes off.
Oh, yes.
So it's the eureka moment.
Yes.
The aha.
Yes.
And there is nothing, Missy, that I have ever experienced in my life that compares to watching a human being with a light bulb go off. It's an awesome experience, and I just am excited to share that experience with as many volunteers as we can.
I love it. I can hear it in your voice. And you know, the other part about Skillmation is being a part of our future. I learned much when I was mentoring, too. It's really kind of fun. You know, just what are the hot topics for young adults? What are the concerns? What are the layers underneath the educational process that are getting in the way? And sometimes that burbles up, and it was really profoundly impactful for me. I think the Skillmation organization might really be such a huge impact on our collective future as a whole because of the folks we're working with. So buckets of time are very doable. Training is already online. Your application process sounds really simple. You've got stuff in the hopper you need, folks, right now. And let's make sure they know how to reach you again. What is your best way to be reached?
You can always get more information on either the Stronger Towns website, which is our parent organization, and that's strongertowns.org, or on the Skillmation website, which is skillmation.org. And if you want to drop us a line, that's info@skillmation.org. And just to follow up, Gary talked about the number of hours that people could work for subject coaching for that subject-specific tutoring. Mm-hmm. On the Food Innovation Program, that is a commitment of 1 hour per month, working with the small teams of kids in the ninth grade program. So we meet the last Monday of each month, and we meet for an hour with those kids, and that's from now through the end of the school year. So with the exception of December, of course, but that time commitment really is not more than 7 hours, 7-8 hours over the next year.
What a great setup. So folks, if you're looking for a small place, you know, a small bucket of time, very tangible, this might be the one to try. What a fantastic opportunity to get connected to community. And I thank you for your heart and your efforts with our young adults. And what a great group of folks already involved with Skillmation. I'm thankful that I'm going to be joining you again as a mentor, and I can't wait. Thanks for joining us today, you guys.
We're so happy to have you back, Missy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Gary. I get it. I just grin when I see some of these kids just go, wow. Again, thank you for joining us, guys. I look forward to hearing more in the future.
Thanks for having us, Missy.
Thanks, and we'll see you at the school.
You will indeed. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, and thank you for listening today. Our production coordinator is in the masterful hands of Sunny Flores. I'd also like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and compelling conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. Now go out, get involved, and make it a great day for someone else.